8:25, time to take a peek at our community. And in lieu of our regular calendar, we're keeping John active in our thoughts. A special shout out to him, one of our most fun radio colleagues, both at KNBA and KYUK. We wish him a speedy recovery at the hospital and share one of his stories in his honor. It's how Crane got his blue eyes.
Hi, I'm John Active, and I'm going to tell you a story about how Crane came to have blue eyes. This is a story my grandmother, the late grandmother Maggie Lind, used to tell me. She was from Bethel, and that's where I'm from, too. And so here's the story. Once upon a time, Crane was flying along way up in the sky, and he was very hungry, so he was looking for berries to eat. And by, he saw way down there on a patch of tundra, millions of berries, and so he swooped down and he landed there, and oh, he was going to have a big feast. And he said, well, gee, it's hunting season, so I better be on the lookout, but I can't be on the lookout and pick berries at the same time. So he looked and he saw a stump next to this river, and so he went down to the stump and he pulled his eyes out and he said, now eyes, I'm going to go back there and eat some berries and pick some berries. And while I'm back there, I want you to be on the lookout just in case somebody comes. And if you see somebody coming, make sure you call me so I could come down and put you guys on and we can run away, fly away. So the eyes agreed and he put his eyes on the stump and left them there. And he went back to the tundra and he started picking berries, eating berries. And by, he heard his eyes calling, Master! There's somebody coming, and looks like they're going to take us away. So poor old Crane ran down to the stump, and he felt around on the stump, and he found his eyes, and he put them on, and he looked, and there in the river was this log floating down the river with the current, and he took his eyes out, and he said, eyes, that's just a log floating down the river. Next time, make sure that you see somebody coming, make sure it's a hunter, because those berries back there, they taste pretty good. So he put his eyes back on the stump, and he went back there, and he started eating. And not too long after, again, he heard his eyes, Master, there's somebody coming this time, and they're going to take us away. So Crane ran down to the stump, and he felt around, and he put his eyes, and he looked around. And there across there on the other side of the river was a little bird, and it was flapping his wings, trying to learn to fly. And Crane took out his eyes and he said, that's just a little bird across there trying to learn to fly. Next time you make sure it's somebody coming, don't bother me. Those berries are really tasty back there. I want to eat them. Make sure that it's somebody. And so he took his eyes and put them back on the stump and he went back there and started picking berries again. And then not too long again after, he heard his eyes calling, Master, there's somebody coming in a canoe and he's going to take us away. Crane thought to himself, gee, they're probably seeing things again. I'll wait till after a while. But his eyes were just persistent. Master, the man is coming out of his canoe and he's coming up here to the stump and he's going to take us away. But Crane thought, oh, they're probably seeing something again. No, it's all right. I'll go down after a while after I'm done picking berries. And so he continued to pick berries. But soon he noticed, he kind of listened for a while, and he noticed his eyes' calls were getting further and further away, and pretty soon they were completely gone. And he got worried, so Crane went down to the stump and he felt around. No eyes. Hunter had come and taken his eyes away. Poor Crane, what was he to do? He had no eyes. He couldn't see where he was going if he was flying, and he went back to the patch of tundra where he was picking berries. He sat there and he was very sad. Oh, what am I going to do? I'll never be able to see anything again. Then he had an idea. So he felt around on the tundra around him and he found these two berries. And he took them and they were kind of small, he thought, but they might work maybe. So he put them on. He very carefully opened his eyes. He looked and everything was all red. He said, ooh, how ugly. Everything is red. The sky's red. The ground is red. Even the berries are red. The water's red. It's terrible. These will never do. And he pulled them out. They had been cranberries that he had plucked out of and tried on. And He ate them. They tasted pretty good. So he felt around again, and he found another pair of berries, and they were a little bigger than the first ones, and he put them on, and again, he very carefully opened his eyes, and he opened his eyes more, and even wider this time, and he still couldn't see anything. Everything was all black. He had picked a pair of blackberries. Oh, dear, these can't do. I can't see nothing. I'm just as blind as when I had no eyes. And so he pulled the blackberries out and ate them, and, ooh, they were pretty tasty. So he felt around some more, and pretty soon he found these berries, and they were a little bigger than the blackberries and plump and very soft, and, ooh, they were kind of fuzzy, and, ooh, I wonder how these would do, and he put them on. Very carefully, he opened his eyes, squinting, and, ooh, looks like these were okay. He opened his eyes wide. And, oh, look, the sky was blue, and the water was blue, and everything was perfect. He had picked himself a pair of blue eyes, and ever since that time, that particular crane had blue eyes.
So we're sharing a story from John Active, how Crane got his blue eyes. That's a classic, as told by John Active, and he learned that from his grandmother, Maggie Lynn. So a special shout-out to our friend, Akumak. Well, just ahead, we've got the songs and stories of a lot of different things, and the Breeders, Counting Crows, coming up next after this.